الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. If a person wants to go for Umrah, for example, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that is his object. But and he keeps that, he's focusing on that all the time. But he's not booking his ticket, he's not making arrangements to get to the airport, he's not making accommodation plans when he reaches Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, then this person won't reach there. Similarly, we all have come for our Islah. We have come to gain the love of Allah, the nisbat connection with Allah Ta'ala. So if our aim is there all the time, and what we have to be doing, we are not doing. Like we are not doing or performing salah, or we are not performing it as it is required. We are not making tilawat, or we are not doing it as it is required. Then how will we reach what we want to? Many of us, we focus a lot on our object, but this means that will take us to the object, we are not doing that. So we have to, and we just do what we have to do, automatically we'll reach that. We book our ticket for Makkah Sharif, we make our accommodation plans to reach the airport, our visa, all what is required. We focus on that. You see, you so to say, automatically you reach that. So we want our Islah done, we want Nisbat Ma'Allah, and we talk about that, and we see dreams about that. But we are not worried of making my Zohar 14 rakats full. We are not worried of correcting the outward postures of my namaz. Still, there are so many close friends. Like, for example, when we go in sajda, then the thumbs must be in line with the lobe of the ear. Either it is too front, too much in front, or it is to the back. It is not where it's supposed to be. We are not correcting our postures, and we want to reach what namaz delivers to us, but we're not making our namaz properly. Our rozas we are keeping, and that is our discussion, that we are keeping the rozas, but we're not keeping them properly. Then how will we get the taqwa which Allah has promised? Which Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. لَعَل, perhaps. And Allah's لَعَل is 100%. There is no doubt in what Allah has said it, that لَعَلَّكُمْ, that probably you will get taqwa. But when we do our things, what we have to do, our roza, taqwa is guaranteed from Allah. But we are looking at all the fruit of taqwa and all the fruit of Islah. But we are not doing the things that will take us there. Our asr, 8 rakat. Are we making our 8 rakat? So we have to do what we have to do. And then inshallah, we don't have to worry about that. That will come on its own. But we must be doing, and this is in our control. To get our Islah done, it's not in our hands, it's in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. To get nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah, the love of Allah, that is not in our hands, that Allah, when He gives it. And Allah will give it when we will show our inabat, and we are doing the things that we are supposed to do. Then Allah Ta'ala will bless that person. So we have to do what we have to do. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yesterday we discussed about keeping the roza properly. That is, one is the roza according to the fuqaha, according to the masalas. And that applies in everything. We make a wudu also according to masala. Our wudu is correct. And in that also it's very important to make sure that we are making our wudu properly. Especially the elbows, are we washing them? The ankles, are they getting washed? The heels, are we washing our heels properly? All that we have to see. Now that whole wudu, we have done it. Now we can make it a great spiritual wudu by purifying our inside. For example, at the beginning, just by reading the dua, Bismillah, walhamdulillah. As long as your wudu remains, malaika are making dua for you. What a great thing. In the wudu, we read the dua, Allahumma khfirli zambi, wa wasti'li fi dari, wa barikli fi rizqi. At the end of the wudu, we read Durood Sharif, and then we read Kalima Shahadat, and Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin, wa ij'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Just by those two words, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin, wa ij'alni min al-mutatahhirin, we took so much time to make the outside wudu. Just by the two words, the inside wudu gets done. We get purified now inside. Or the outward, what we had to do, wash the face, the limbs, the arms, legs, massage, everything we did. Now just by that, the whole inside wudu gets done. So all what one is, the roza, the outward roza, is just staying away from three things. Food and drink, which is basically one thing also. And then the other one thing, for our desires and our lust. And in roza, we are commanded we stay away from halal things, halal food, hara. And if we stay away from halal in Ramadan, the rest of the year to stay away from haram will become so easy. It will become natural. In fact, unfortunately, the way we have got a taste for all the takeaway foods, etc., for all the junk food, we call it junk food also. And we got such a taste for it. Today, normally our children, they don't want to eat house food. They just want all this junk food. Just by keeping our roza properly, Allah will change the taste also completely. We will start enjoying good, healthy food. And the junk food, we will not only realize it is junk food, an aversion, a dislike will come. We won't be able to eat it, forget that. We won't want to see it also. We won't want to touch it also. So just we keep our rozas properly. And Allah Ta'ala will bless us with all other things. Looking at haram. Today, unfortunately, it's an enjoyment. Looking at other women, looking at haram, etc. Looking down on people is also a great enjoyment for people. So all that, a complete, just a dislike will come. A person won't be able to see the wrong things also. And then, today we don't have that love to look at the Quran Sharif, to look at our parents, and to look at them with love and respect, that the desire doesn't come into us. Whereas on that, the sawab of a maqbool hajj for a person. So by keeping our rozas properly, all those things, our whole, many of us want our nature to be changed. Our system is, we are going in the wrong direction. I just seem to love the wrong things. I seem to love, enjoy the wrong things. And the right things, that I don't have any enjoyment. Some of us, our sports, we will die for our sports. And the way we enjoy the sport, and worse than the sports itself, to support sports. Like we have certain teams that we support. And all this, one friend wrote and said, that you have the British League, and then there is a fantasy league, which I did not know, just a fantasy, that you just pick your own members from any team and that. And he says you get so much involved in it, that you are thinking about it all the time. You're calling it fantasy. It's not true, it's just imagination. And he says, with the family, with friends, you're just talking about that all the time. You wake up with that, you go and sleep with that. All these terrible things that comes into a person. So just by keeping our rozas properly, Allah will remove that. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, give up guna and don't feel sorry that you had to give up guna. Enjoy you gave up guna. That comes into us. That guna becomes an aversion, a dislike for us. Not that I like it, but now I'm not allowed to, so I don't do it. That is a great stage also. But one is when it becomes your very nature. And that is, it will come. And for that, just do what we have to do. Our namazas, to make our full 14 rakats of Zuhar, 8 rakats of Asr, is fully in our control. Just do that. our outward postures are fully in our control. Do them correctly. Then all the other things will be delivered also. You follow the procedure, the protocol, ordering goods, etc., doing anything. You did it in the right way, you get your result. You apply for a visa. Now you're all the time worried of getting the visa, but you're not applying, or you're not answering the questions properly. You're not satisfying the person who is interviewing you. So how are you going to get your visa? Your eyes are there, but what you have to do, yeah, you are not doing. So Allah give us tawfiq, our roza also, we keep it properly. And with the correct intention also. And the content of it also, not only the intention. Intention must also be right, and then the amal must also be correct. And if the intention is wrong, amal is correct, it's not going to help us. And if the intention is wrong, and the amal is correct, or the intention is right, but the amal is wrong, then also it's not. Both must be correct. So Allah give us tawfiq. So one great roza that we have to keep is the roza of the eyes also. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that not only from the three things which are farz according to masail and according to fiqh, but as the Sufiya have written, that roza of the eyes. And there were those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and also ulama, great ulama, who hold the view that just like eating breaks one's roza, if a person eats while keeping roza, backbiting also actually breaks the roza. The roza is broken. But the vast majority, unanimous masala is that it doesn't break your roza. Your farz is done. The example of that is just an example again. It's no encouragement or approving or endorsing. A person is invited to a wedding. He goes to the wedding, but he's not dressed according to the occasion. Dressed very shabbily, and he doesn't go with any gifts also. And he goes there and he's sitting in one corner, not mixing with the people. A few people who come and greet him, he's backbiting about the host, what kind of wedding they kept. And he's talking bad, that all what were things they are doing here. So he went to the wedding, and another one also went to the wedding. He's dressed according to the occasion, he took gifts also, he meets the host, speaks to them nicely also. Both of them went to the wedding. But a world of difference between the two. Now, what is this person and what is that person? So the same way, one person keeps roza, but he doesn't observe all the etiquette. He doesn't know what is expected of a roza. He doesn't do all that. Roza he has kept, but no namazes, for example, he reads also. Now just few namazes. And if he reads namaz, he doesn't read them properly also. Everything he's not doing properly. He's backbiting in the roza also. So if he says, somebody told him, you didn't come, I was there for the wedding. But what kind of a guest were you? So the same way, roza you kept. You can't deny, nobody can deny you kept the roza. But what kind of a roza? You didn't do what you have to do. All the gifts of the roza, of staying away from all haram, etc. So one very important aspect of roza is the roza of the eyes also. And that is that a person doesn't look at anything haram. And he doesn't fantasize also about anything which is haram. He doesn't think about anything which is haram also. So that is also a very important aspect, that we keep rozas of the eyes. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, the Sufiya says that rozas have been made for us on every part of the body also. And today, there was not very long ago, a person goes for i'tikaf, then there is no haram that he sees. Unfortunately, there are those masajid, Allah let us all be corrected, that to clean the masjid they have females, which is not correct at all. But alhamdulillah, like here, many masjids, there are no females, there are males who clean everything. They have females to clean the toilets, for example. All that should not be. It should be a complete male in the masjid. And then also the masjid, that you don't see any female. So you are in i'tikaf, you are not seen. But then today with the phone, that a person has access to what and what. And unfortunately, such cases get reported that people who are not only in coming for namaz, who are in etikaf and looking at total haram, the worst filth when in the state of etikaf and in the masjid and we are looking at haram. And also any other animate pictures, any if we are watching on TV on the phone, or we are watching YouTube, even if we are looking at ulama, their bayan, to look at that also is totally haram. And in a sense, that is even worse haram than looking at nudity and other things that a person knows I'm doing wrong. And if he's looking with, admirably at ulama, and this leads, and this is one of the basic causes for photography having become totally haram in Islam, because it leads to idol worship. Photography, picture making started with that, where it led to idol worship. And then not only to pictures of people, pious people, but it led to actual idols being made. And then not only respecting and honoring those people, but actually then eventually begging and worshipping those. And that is which became idol worship. The starting of idol worship was just photos of pious people, very pious people, people who the people acknowledged their piety, that their du'as readily accepted, the miracles, mu'jiza, karamat which Allah blessed them with. Everyone, they were Muslim, 100% true, great buzurgs. For example, went to one country and good habit, good thing, you go to any person's shop or house, they ask you to make two rakats of namaz, which is a sunnah practice also. But whichever place they showed where you have to make that namaz, there are the photos of buzurgs on top. Right there they want you to make the namaz, where the photos of these buzurgs are on top. So that is, this leads openly to this total open idol worship. So with regard, so we should control our eyes completely. Also another great harm of all these people, ulama, pious people also, good ulama who come on TV or YouTube. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ, that the person who looks also is cursed by Allah Ta'ala, Allah's la'anat, and the one who presents himself to be looked at. And a person who comes on YouTube, of course, is presenting himself. A person who comes on TV is present. He is now a presenter. Now he is presenting himself. So both of them are cursed by Allah Ta'ala. And the person who is looking, I'm also doing a great act of ibadah. And while the curses of Allah upon him, how shaitan leads a person that is committing the worst gunas, and is in the azab of Allah, in the curses, in the flames of Jahannam, and he's thinking, I'm doing a great act of ibadah. That great alim who is presenting the bayan, who is on TV, and on TV, and on is an actor, a TV actor, he's acting. And the only thing he'll promote is not true Islam, is acting Islam. Those who will follow, you can say 1,000 people accepted Islam by seeing this TV. They will be all acting people. They won't be the genuine people. We are worried that if we don't go on TV, the Shias will go. The Qadianis will go. On the TV, Qadiani Islam will spread. Shia Islam will spread. Acting Islam will spread. The true Islam comes from heart to heart, from person to person. That is where the true Islam spreads. So so our eyes, in all matters, we have to control. So all these haram things, we have to stay away. Whether we are here in the mu'takaf, in the place of our etikaf, but we are here also engaged on our phones, even all other things. Very fortunate, mashallah, those brothers in Jamaat, especially we hear many reports of Raiwin, that they encourage the brothers, when you're going out on your tashkir, leave your phone back home. MashaAllah, some brothers of here who went in Jamaat, they didn't take the phone with for the whole journey, left it at home. So if we also can stay away from the phone, We have perhaps, we make it our necessity. I have to keep contact with the family, my business, etc. But the meaning that it destroys the very object of i'tikaf. I'tikaf, seclusion. To be physically also secluded. Not here also mixing all the time. One time in the khanqa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat should speak very, very little. His majlis used to be between Maghrib and Isha. After supper, Isha used to be quite late. So that was the slot for Hazrat's majlis. And Hazrat asked one question, that a lot of people were there for i'tikaf. The whole masjid used to be full. Even the courtyard used to get full. That in this where we are so full, can we still have seclusion? The seclusion, like usually a mu'takif has his own little tent and he just stays in there. And he actually, that he doesn't mix with anyone. In the khanqa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Jalalabad, people used to spend 4 months in the khanqa, 40 days in the khanqa, staying in the same room. And after 4 months period, they did not know one another's names also. They did not know from where you came. They didn't come for that purpose, to come and have contact with people. They came there for seclusion. And we, in the very first meeting, we know the whole profile and the whole history of the person. Everything we know. Did we come here to be introduced to people and to know the history of people? No, we came for a purpose. We should stick to that purpose. So Allah Ta'ala give us that topic. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali then explained, yes, it is possible that we are all together. There are many people, but everyone, his focus is on his purpose for what he came. He doesn't unnecessarily mix where you make a salam, you make a salam. More than that, you don't have to. You engage in any conversation. You just stick to what you have to do. That is the person who benefits. And if we're mixing around, talking all the time, then and we haven't come here to reform anyone also. We came for our reformation. Some of us forget that also, and we get too busy reforming other people. And we forget that I came for my reformation. So we should be concerned of the purpose that we have come. So anyway, with regard to the eye, that we are in such an environment that we don't see any females. Now don't go and spoil it by sort of forcing looking on the phone. Even if it is an advert, and looking on the phone, you go on just a normal site, just your messages, but you don't know how it leads you to next. And the next worst thing you see, that you are looking at other at pictures, even if it's a man's picture. That also is not permissible. For us to look at any picture is not permissible. And to look at a female, and when she's not dressed properly, and that is also the English language. Like, for example, you have a dressed fowl, which is really no skin on it. That is called its dress now, when it is undressed. And this is them also, Kasia, Ariyat. They call them dressed, but they are naked in all their ways, whether they are, in whichever way they are dressed, but basically they are naked. They are not dressed. So we should avoid all that. So anyway, most of the people, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the pandemic of the time is the misuse of the eyes. And looking at a strange woman, other woman, that is the pandemic of the time. And Hazrat is acknowledged by great, great ulama that he was that hakim, that doctor whose finger was on the pulse of the ummah. That what the ummah is suffering from. If people are suffering from diarrhea, and you are giving them a treatment of some other disease, what does it help? The ummah by and large, even the special of the ummah, the guna of bad nazri, looking at other women, that is the pandemic which is in the ummah. And Hazrat said, not the pandemic, now we know of the virus, the pandemic, but the real pandemic. And Hazrat, about 50, 60 or 70 years ago, Hazrat had made this out. And his life was devoted to remedy the ummah of this. So much so that how many of us that we did not even consider looking at other women as a guna. So used to it became that everyone is doing it. So much so that in your family, that woman who are your na-mihram, your cousins, your some aunties which are not your mihrams also, and we're speaking freely, and the thought of guna doesn't come. The thought of tawbah doesn't come also. That we are not committing any guna. Until unfortunately now also, many people, ulama, who are running institutes, dini institutes, the makatib, the darul ulums also, women come and they sit and talk with them also. And not to any bad intention also, but that is not permissible at all. To be mixing and talking freely with other women, even on the phone, if you have to talk, just what is necessary. But to start a conversation, to make some jokes, you don't mean anything. You're just flirting. It's not permissible at all. So we are not conscious of this. Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the way he worked on this, that he made everyone conscious of this. And Hazrat went said that whatever he received from Allah, and what great darja, great, great ulama acknowledged his position. The ulama of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, great, great ulama who were teaching Bukhari Sharif for years and years, became bay'at to Hazrat. And they were completely like the slaves of Hazrat. They acknowledged the position. And even in the Arab world, the people acknowledge Hazrat was known as Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam, the Shaykh of the Arabs also and of the foreigners also, the non-Arabs also. Hazrat said, all this Allah gave me because of this guna that I kept myself away, and from childhood Allah has saved Hazrat from this. And then that I made the effort to save the ummah from this. On that Allah gave me all my great darjas. And anyone who has perhaps any reservation about Hazrat's position, it's just a matter of picking up one ash'ar of Hazrat. The whole compilation, anthology of Hazrat's ash'ar are collected. But just take up any one and see for yourself what is the position of Hazrat. Where Hazrat's eyes were and where he reached. He says, when I took my eyes away from filth and dirt, Allah opened the eyes of the heavens to me. Allah opened my eyes to see Allah. Of course, nobody can see Allah as Allah's Zat is. But to see all the in'amat and the afdal and the altaf of Allah Ta'ala, and you just are in a world of amazement when you see all the great ni'mat of Allah. But that Allah won't give to a filthy eye. When we purify our eyes, then only can we see that. Otherwise, with our filthy eyes, we get enjoyment in looking at stool and urine. And what is worse than stool and urine, and we are dreaming of seeing anwarat of Allah Ta'ala, and seeing the barakat of Allah. It's not even a dream that, it is nothing whatsoever. It is shaitan who is totally misleading us. So if we purify our eyes, a pure eye won't be able to look at haram also. A pure eye will be able to see clearly the halal and the great, Allah's great, great qualities. A clean eye, a pure eye will be able to see. So, and this is the month that just ayyamam ma'dudat, force ourselves. We have spoiled ourselves the whole year. We have spoiled ourselves our whole life. 40, 50, 60 years looking at haram. But now this one month, observe the proper roza of the eyes and see how Allah will purify our eyes. A person who's got any problem with his eyes, one friend of ours, he's having a problem. So every time he's so concerned, he says, please make dua for my eyes. If a person has got cataract, he can't see properly. Or we wake up in the morning or any time, things look a bit blurred. A person gets very worried, my eyesight, I mustn't lose my eyesight. But now when he goes for his treatment, and Allah gives him shifa, whether with treatment, without treatment, Allah gives him shifa, and he can see properly, how happy he feels. If we also can understand, we are not, we all got cataract, and it's not only some, our eyes are not just focusing properly, we can't see properly, we are really blind to the ni'mat of Allah, to all the great ni'mat of deen, we are blind to them, then we can't see our blindness also. And a person who takes his blindness to be a seeing person, that we are looking at haram and that we enjoy, and you are blind to the ni'mat of Allah, to the beauty of Allah, the beauty of deen. And la ta'amal absar, Allah says, not the eyes, walakin ta'amal qulubul lati fi sudur, the hearts which are inside, they are gone blind. Anyway, that is the worst blindness. And that is what we are suffering. So this is a month that just ayyam ma'dudat, for this few days of this month, we observe it, and Allah will, our eyes will be opened. And then we'll see the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to go for jihad. The Amir used to tell them that don't launch your attacks still. The armies are still facing one another. He says, don't launch your attackers yet. And then at a certain time, he should say, now launch. What was he seeing? He saw the help of Allah coming down. At that time, so when the eyes are blind to haram, they open to the ni'mat of Allah. And then we will be able to see those things which other people can't see. What foresight Allah will give. اِتَّقِي فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. When he looks, stay away from haram, he now looks with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. And what he sees in this business venture we want to go to, in this proposal that we have received for our son, for our daughter, in this matter that we have to do, he will see with that, with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. But that is when we make ourselves blind to filth and dirt. And if we don't, we are looking at filth and dirt, we are enjoying stool and urine. How can that person enjoy biryani? Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, once the Jamaat went somewhere, he told them that it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, that those people, the bangis who pick up the night soil, that those people, they don't have watches, they are not conscious of time, go now, they are still talking. They don't know what is time. And you'll find them awake. And when they went anyway, then Hazrat explained that these people, what they were talking about, they were proud that one said, I got 50. Another one said, I got 80. Another one said, I got 200. What was that? That I'm picking up 200 buckets of night soil. I'm picking up 50. They were proud about those things. That was their enjoyment. They were blind to reality of deen. One of them fell unconscious on the road. So there was a attar, a perfume shop, just there. So that person came with perfume to put by his nose, that he can come out of his being unconscious, he can come out. So one of that two person, the Bangi's friend came. He said, that will never take him out. That means nothing. He brought stool and he put it by his nose. He jumped up. So when our taste is gone so bad that we only become conscious with filth and dirt, deeny talks, we feel sleepy. When you talk about girls, women, you talk about sports, you talk about all the filth and dirt of the world, politics, you talk about weather, everyone knows what the weather, but you discuss the weather, everyone is awake. And so we are gone, we are la ta'amal absar, and not our eyes are gone blind, not our ears are gone deaf, our head, the heart is gone dead. So this is the month, really. We don't worry about nisbat, it will come, and taqwa will come. Do what we have to do. Stay away from this. That is what we have to do. That we just stay away, and it is in our control. If it was not in our control, Allah should not have commanded us to do it. Then it should have been zulam, oppression from Allah. That what you can't do, Allah is commanding you. A 2-year-old child, you tell him to pick up a weight of 25 kilos. That is oppression. He can't do it. But what he can do, so Allah has given us the command what we can do. Allah knows we can do it. We just do what we have to. So this guna of the eye is one of the worst gunas. And it leads a person to so many other gunas, that it starts with the looking of the eye. And then, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala's great favor upon us, that He made it haram to look at haram. To look at haram, Allah made it haram. This is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Because when you look, then your mind starts planning. And then you want to hear the voice of that person. And then you want to touch that person. Then you want to communicate and you want to have close relations. So everything starts after the eyes. You saw a girl, you saw a woman, now your mind starts working after that. You just safeguard. One person asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He says that when I look at a woman, then I feel that I must look. And if I didn't look, my heart feels sore. That what an opportunity, what a beautiful girl, what her figure, her complexion, whatever it is. And if I don't look, I feel sorry and sad. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali wrote back to him and asked him, for how long do you feel that sorrow in your heart? That you didn't look, you had the opportunity, won't perhaps see such a woman again. But I had the opportunity to look and you didn't look. So he said about 72 hours, 3 days. For a little while. And if you look properly, then how long do their thoughts disturb you? And a pious person. And he said that now that you looked and you really enjoyed looking at her. It was an opportunity for you to see. You look, he says, for 72 hours now, that my tahajjud namaz, I'm just thinking of her. Dua time, I'm just thinking of her. Tilawat time, I'm just thinking of her. And if you look for so long, and if you didn't look, that sorrow for about 10 minutes that I didn't look. So you'd calculate yourself and see what is more better. That we, and if you really train yourself and you don't look at all, then 0 minutes you have to suffer that. And whenever an-nazru sahmum means sihami iblis masmum. These eyes, the Hadith Sharif says, it's an arrow, it's a poisonous arrow of shaitan. An-nazru sahmum means sihami iblis masmum. Poisonous arrow, not just an arrow, but it's a poisonous arrow. One is you throw an arrow at somebody, and one is you put poison on that arrow. So it doesn't only pierce that person, but it pierces him and spreads that poison in his body. It goes into his blood, all that poison. So this is what these eyes are. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِ The person who doesn't look in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. أَبْدَلْتُهُ Allah says, I myself, I change now that sorrow of his of not looking. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا With such iman, يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ He finds the actual sweetness of that iman in his heart. And what the words of Nabuwat are words of Nabuwat. Not the sweetness on his tongue, which is only 3-4 centimeters your taste bud. And then when they go down, and most of the sweet things are harmful for one's health also. And a person overindulges in sweet things, and he destroys his health. And it's just here on the tongue. It doesn't go down further. But this iman he finds in the heart, which is the king of the body. The heart is the sultan, the king of the body. The heart controls the whole body. And that is where you will find the sweetness, right in your heart. So we just have to use our common sense that we don't look at all and what return we are going to get. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this also so beautifully that though also this doesn't have any value, but people who understood Hazrat, whatever extent of understanding, this also is another thing, that how to recognize people, especially the men of Allah. How many of us have recognized them? Some of us, we have got different criteria to recognize them. But to understand their real value, those people who understood Hazrat, just as an example again, not again that it is something that we endorse. They say Hazrat has got a PhD, a doctorate in treating this medicine of the guna of the eye. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you have to go to such places, don't go unnecessarily. But you have to go to the airport. You have to go to a supermarket. You have to go to the bank. Any such places where all this haram women are just thrown. They are just there. And we should think also that when the Muslims conquered Baitul Muqaddas, they were camped at one place, the place of namaz was another place, like the musalla they had made. And in going there, the priests and the religious leaders of Baitul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, they had made this plan to put the most beautiful woman, dressed in the most enticing way, and with all the best jewelry they had. And they were straining on that way where they had to go 5 times a day, up and down for namaz. And they were standing on that way. And they were given this instruction that if anyone looks at you, anyone touches you, holds you, encourage him. Don't stop him in any way. But when they went, and the Amir of the Jamaat understood, and he told a Qari to read. And as Maulan Muhammad Umar Sapanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that Qari was not one with his hands on his ears and his face turning funny ways also. And his reading is that Qari was one who read with his heart. And he read the ayat as the one, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. When they read that, they were up and down. Not one, two, three days. They asked those girls, what happened? They say, these are not human beings. These are out of this world people. Anyone will look at us, and they will admire us, and they will want to do whatever they can they want to do with us. But these don't even look at us, not even from the corner of the eye. They've got no interest in us. So in this way, when we have to go to airports, when we have to go to shopping malls, etc., if we have to go, then those are the places where Allah Ta'ala is distributing the certificates of Iman and the certificates of Jannah, that you just control yourself. When you go, for one, read the fourth kalima. And for when you go to a shopping place, you are going to spend money. But when you read the fourth kalima, you are earning. Reading this in this shopping places, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. 1 million thawabs you have got. And more than that, a palace in Jannah is built for you. 1 million thawabs, palace in Jannah. And your gunas also get maaf. Just you went and spent money, you earned so much. Many times, when partners in a business, in any venture, after a year, financials are prepared, you sit down and you are going that this year was a very good year, bumper year, we made a lot of profit, so I'm going to have so much money. When you go and sit there, to lene ko ge, we went to collect that, I'm dene ko ho ge. In fact, we had to pay it in. We did make a lot of business, but there were some court cases also. There were some burglaries also, and which I was not aware of. When everything came out in the financial, we suffered a big loss. And to fill the hole, we have to pay in. I thought I'm going to take so much when I go. With a big parcel, I'm going home. But it actually had to fill in. So when we go to these places, we can lose it all there. And when we go to these places, we can gain it all, if we prepare ourselves properly. So in such places, Hazrat used to say, that the certificates of Jannah are being distributed. You just do what you have to, and easily you can acquire this great certificate. Also, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, one person traveling in a train, in those days, and there was a bridegroom's party that was also in the train. And the bride was all dolled up in every way. So there's one person looking at her all the time. So naturally her husband was getting very angry that he's looking at my wife, but she's not in parda also or anything, and all dolled up also. So what is going to happen? A person, a man is a man. He's going to look. So finally he said, you can look as much as you want to. But tonight I'll sleep with her. You're not going to get her. So this all is just all in our head. And fantasy, we say it's fantasy. And now fantasy with all these new things on the internet also. A whole fantasy world, making Hajj also fantasy. Touching Hazrat Hajar-e-Aswad also fantasy. Everything becoming a fantasy. So this is what the world is involved in. So you're going to get nothing by looking what you're going to get. You're just going to burn your heart all the time. And if you don't look, you'll be in peace. Your mind will be at peace. And all this, biologically, on your body, it has got an effect. Psychologically, on your mind, it disturbs your mind also. Many people who are suffering from mental problems, which is because one basic thing, we don't look after our eyes. Insomnia, we are suffering because of not looking after our eyes. So all this is what Allah's command is, that we protect ourselves. We look after our eyes. So this is one of the worst gunas that destroys a person. And the guna that destroys pious people, Sufis, and destroys ulama is this guna. This is such a guna where together with pride, etc., and jealousy, this guna of the eyes destroys these people. And their guna is the most stupid guna also. Just imagining, fantasizing. And that destroys a person. So a person must be on his guard. Keep roza of the eyes also. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this also, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain what intricacies and what beauties of the Quran. Almost all the commands Allah gave directly. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Many other ayats where Allah has commanded us. But this Allah did not say to address the believers directly. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you tell the believers. This guna of the eyes that they are looking, it is, our Shaykh rahmatullah used to give the example. Like a father knows his son is involved in something bad, but he feels it below himself. How can I tell my son? Why? How come he's doing this? So he doesn't tell him directly. He tells his friend, tell my son that he must not do this. So Allah Ta'ala didn't tell us. Allah is also, Allah is haya, sharam, haya of Allah is the highest. So Allah also feels it that, how can I tell? How can these people, when my majesty is there, my glory is there, my beauty is there, and I've spread my beauty in the world. What beauty? For example, waterfalls, sunrise, sunset, beautiful, beautiful sceneries. What beautiful akhlaq and character, manavi beauty, the inside beauty. How lot I've spread it. And he's not looking at me. And he's looking at the filth and dirt, what I've made haram. That he's looking. And he's looking at that on which my curses come down, on which he is wrapped in the fire of Jahannam. And he's looking at that. Explain to him, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. To cast their gazes down. And this also, what Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala did not say that close your eyes. When this haram comes, if you close your eyes, like if you are walking, and a girl is coming, a woman is coming from front, if the command was, you must close your eyes, and there's some stone, brick or something, and you fall over the brick, and you fall on her. So the whole object is the defeated. Now you close your eyes, you got hurt. Or some other harm comes. Allah Ta'ala just said, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That you just cast your gazes down. You don't have to close your eyes. You cast it. And min tab'idhiya. All the time you don't have to be looking down. You look at your parents, mashallah, open your eyes. And with respect and honor, look at your parents and what rewards you get. You see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, open your eyes and see the great qudrat. But that little which Allah has made haram, which will come to test you, at that time you just قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And with the result of this, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Your private parts will be protected. If you protect your eyes, your private parts will be protected. One is the literal, the Allah Ta'ala protect a person from the eyes, he goes into the actual act of adultery, which is the worst. And the Islamic punishment for it is that you must be, if you are unmarried, lashed 100 times. And if you are married, to be stoned to death. And not only stoned to death, but in public, that people must observe it, people must see what a punishment. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to protect us from all these things. يغض من أبصارهم ويحفظ فروجهم, and you protect your private part. And besides that, if you don't get involved in all those things, but your private part, you're fantasizing, and then which leads to, for example, you getting wet dreams now, and this wet dreams which come because of looking at haram, you are also harming your health very greatly. One drop of sperm is made by 40 drops of blood. And to make blood, you have to eat good, healthy food. We're eating junk food. Hardly any blood is being made. If you eat good, healthy food, good, healthy, nutritious food, then blood gets made. And that is made. So all this will go in that way. You will succumb to masturbation, you will succumb to masturbation, you will destroy. By guarding your eyes, your private parts will be protected. And you will have peace of mind. And you will have serenity, peace. And you will have protection, security you will have. All because of the eyes. So Allah Ta'ala gave this command that you just look after your eyes. وَيَحْفَظُ كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That is أَزْكَى, the very great, the superlative, very pure, great purity is there for you. Purity of your eyes will be there, purity of your mind, purity of your heart, purity of your character, purity will be part of you. You will become pure. And everyone who is pure, like somebody who is impure, like for example, is in a state of janabat. So we as humans, we can't make it out. But the malaika, they abhor such a person who is in a state of napaki. And then if you are in a physical state of dirt, your clothes are dirty, your body is dirty, smell is coming from your body, you didn't bath, you're not bathing, etc. People abhor you. And you have this purity, the true, real purity, people will be attracted to you. People will want to be close. They will want to be in your company. They will want to be close to you. They won't want to stay away from you. This tazkiyah, this pure tazkiyah. And as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh, explains about himself, Allah granted him this tazkiyah, by which he was loved by his murid. By whoever came in contact with Hazrat, he was left from by them. Because of the eyes, Allah gave azka, dalika azka lahum. And then, inna Allah khabirum bima yasna'un. Not bima ya'malun, bima yasna'un. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware, khabir, of all yasna'un sun'at. Like a factory that makes things. All now what you are planning and all what's coming in your mind after you saw, what your eyes, what is leading to you, Allah knows all your planning now. Bijalati nazar. Now with your eyes what you saw, and now all your schemes you are working. You just saw, and now you are working out schemes now. How to get that woman's phone number, how to get her contact details, all things, how to entice her. All now your mind, you are making, you are Sufi, you are reading Quran, but your mind is working on those things. You are in Salat, which you are direct connection with Allah, but now your mind is working on those things. So Allah has done a great favor, and this 1 month, keep the roza of the eyes. And that is in our control. And see what purity Allah gives us. And what we want our Islah. We want nisbat ma'Allah. This can't come with all this filth and dirt. And now we do what we have to do, and Allah will give us that purity. Allah will give us that connection with Him. Open the doors, and there is no greater enjoyment to be with Allah. When a person sits down and makes his zikr, makes his tilawat, his dua, and he's got this purity and his pure tilawat, see what enjoyment he gets. Otherwise, our tilawat, we hardly read one page and we are feeling sleepy now. And now we are thinking of something else, close the Quran, I must go and do something else now. But then a person will want to read one supara before he knows I've finished two, three suparas. And I still want to read more, so I'm getting more enjoyment. You want to read two rakats of namaz, you finished your two, now you're enjoying it, you read another two, and another two. Now you're just enjoying it, now you find time is not enough, you can't stretch the 24 hours. We are bound by this system here. And now you just want to do more, but you can't do more. Just get this purity. So the roza of the eyes is a great thing. Allah give us all tawfiq. And let us keep the roza of the eyes and see what and what Allah will give us on it. SubhanAllah.